Back on KSBC and Rock 103, second quarter getting ready to start. Just one first down for the Bulldogs in the first quarter, but it's a big one at the end, Jay. 47 yards from Jackson Pettit to Christian Niemela.
Oh, yeah, just a, you know, again, Bulldogs trying to muster any kind of offense there. And that time, you know, just a really well-thrown ball. Put it on a kind of a rope there. You know, ball traveling over 50 yards. And you know, Niemela, he's got some big plays. And he's kind of that gamer kid, you know, and a good job. And hopefully the Bulldogs can keep this little momentum going here in the second quarter and put some points on the board.
So Bulldogs with their best intrusion into Mount Spokane territory, try to run wide, and not much happening for Garrett Cox. And then someone just
got
a pile at the end, and that's going to be a penalty for extracurricular post-play activities on Mount Spokane. So instead of a second and 10, the Bulldogs are going to get a mark off from about the 23.
Yeah, boy. Josh Oso, you know, that middle linebacker, Chris, and he's come up and made some big tackles on this one. But, you know, again, just losing his mind, Chris. And, you know, after you know, the whistles have blown, Cox just, you know, stood up, and he comes from behind, jumps on him, and then doesn't relent and throws Cox to the ground. And a big break for the Bulldogs here. They get 15 yards and another first down inside the 20.
Yeah, it's going to be first and goal for the Bulldogs. They'll put it at the 12. So half the distance on that penalty. Benefield in. And the ball is snapped back to Pettit, who turned around. And Pettit, who turned the wrong way, it looked like, because the whole flow of the play was going to the left. Pettit turned to the right, and he had to eat it. And it's going to be second and 12.
Yeah, just, again, you need to get that first down, get a big play, big play and a big penalty, and then a little miscue in the offense of the backfield there.
So second down, back to pass Pettit. Pettit looking, stepping up, throwing. He's got a man. It's caught down inside the five. Christian Niemela with another catch. It's going to be a third down and about one for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, again, Pettit having some time to throw here the last couple passes, Chris, and does a great job of stepping up in the pocket and throws a nice strike on a 10-yard out to Christian Niemela.
So third and short for the Bulldogs, looking to break into the end zone for the first time tonight. Benefield right behind the handoff to Benefield. He looks for a seam. He turns. He spins. It's going to be very close to a first down.
Oh, the whistle.
The Mount Spokane comes away with it, but the forward progress had long been stopped. I think that's going to be very close to a first down.
That's going to be fourth and one, it looks like. A huge play here for the Bulldogs.
Boy, gigantic. It is. It's fourth and one, so they mark him just shy. Bulldogs, fourth and one from the 3-yard line. Pettit. Looking, clapping, dropping back the pass, throwing it into the end zone. It is incomplete. So the Bulldogs on fourth and one throw a fade into the corner for Max Steelbar, and they turn it over on downs inside the five.
Wait, gutsy play call there by Steelbar. Is, you know, fourth and one, you got your guy Battifield in the backfield, and it looked like the Wildcats had that line pretty well stacked, and so I think they audible out of that call and try to get Max out there in the corner, and a great job by that defender. He goes up there and is able to bat it away. From Max Steelbar, and the Bulldogs come up with nothing.
So the Mount Spokane offense back on the field, first and 10 at about the 3-yard line. Sharman and crew, and I think we've got a timeout on the field called by Mount Spokane. They'll call timeout. We will keep it here with 9:52 left in the first half of play. Remind you that this scoring update is brought to you by Burger Express, 100% hot and fresh. So a penny sandwich for free, family owned and operated. Go Bulldogs. Coming up at halftime, it's the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show. We will send it back to the studio for a little while. We'll have the Jalapeno staff page. We will have last week's Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game as well. And, well, Jay, disappointing for the Bulldogs not to come away with anything in that possession all the way down inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, you know, you get a first down at 12-yard, or you get a first down at 12-yard line. The first play goes for nothing. It goes for a loss. And, no miscommunication. It kind of puts them in a precarious situation. But you know, you got fourth and one, able to, if you're able to pick up that 1 yard, you get four more cracks from the two. That's unfortunate for the Bulldogs. Just coming up a little short on that opportunity. It's a missed opportunity to put some points on the board.
So the good news for the Bulldogs, I guess, is that Mount Spokane is back way up, back inside their five. So they'll throw it first and 10 from the three. And now Mount Spokane out of their timeout and back onto the field. So Mount Spokane getting set. Sharman in his end zone. Up under center this time. Capture deep. They put a man in motion off to the far side. They hand it to Capture, and he breaks it.
Oh, no.
He is going to the house unless Elijah Larson can chase him down. Larson is gaining, but I don't think he's going to get there. And just like before, that is a 97-yard run right up the gut. Nobody touched Capture on that one.
Wow. Yeah, again, just a simple tie play off to the right side, Chris, off the garden tackle, and a huge hole opens up, and I don't know where the Bulldog defenders and the free safety, nobody in there, and he just outruns everybody. Boy, that's a backbreaker right there for the Bulldog defense, and the Bulldogs have an opportunity to put some points on the board, and they first play, it's 97 yards the other way. That's a big one.
Well, we'll see how the Bulldogs are able to recover now from that jolt, because that's a long touchdown that they just gave up. And you could see it. Once he broke the line of scrimmage, there was just absolutely nobody in the center of the field. Extra point is up, and even though it's about 12 feet off the ground, it was good enough, and it is just like that, 21-0. In favor of Mount Spokane, we're going to take time out, and we'll be back after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Summer's winding down, so come out today and enjoy the taste and view of summer at Ivano's Del Lago at Beyond Hope. Ivano's Del Lago is now open 7 days a week through Labor Day for lunch and dinner. You'll find fresh seafood, grilled steaks, delicious cocktails, and an unbeatable view. Enjoy either of their two locations, Ivano's on 1st Avenue in downtown Sandpoint or Ivano's Del Lago at the Samoan Peninsula on Lake Ponderay. A Sandpoint tradition for over 30 years, Ivano's Ristorante and Ivano's Del Lago.
We're back on KSPT and Rock 103 from Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. 9:38 left, first half. Bulldogs down 21-0. We have a procedure penalty on the ensuing kickoff, so they'll ensue the ensuing kickoff from the 35 this time. Well, Mount Spokane and their kicker, Ethan Mofuski. I'm impressed, Jay. This Mount Spokane team, they're legit. They have... They have pretty much all the bases covered, it looks like.
They do. They've got some speed. They've got execution. You know, they've got a pretty good system that they run it from third grade on up, Chris, all the way through their middle schools. And by the time that these varsity coaches get a hold of them, man, they just fine tune everything. And you can tell they execute very well on the offensive side of the ball. And they have a lot of misdirection. It's pretty confusing for this Bulldog football team so far here in the first half.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing about that, as the kick goes out of bounds, so the Bulldogs are going to get great field position to start, is what they do is different from almost everybody. I mean, everyone's spreading it out and, you know, basket all over the yard, and these guys show up with their fairly tight formation and all this motion, and, you know, it's not something you see very often anymore.
No, you don't. You know, they got three backs in the backfield. You know, they got motion guys. They got counters. They're a lot of misdirection, and this last play was pretty simple. I mean, they weren't getting fancy. They just, you know, they had a lead blocker fullback. But again, a huge hole opened up for him, and he was able to take it 97 yards. There's no trick around that one. I was just, hey, we got our backs up against our own end zone. Let's kind of pound our way out of there. But instead, it goes for 97.
So the Bulldogs will start at the 40 after the kickoff out of bounds. So consecutive penalties on the kickoff. And from behind, Jackson Pettit is ripped down, and it's a loss on the play of 7, and second down and 17 for the Bulldogs. Trying to go deep that time, and Pettit couldn't quite step up far enough to get away from the rush.
Yeah, you know, Oso comes from the outside linebacker. He comes on a blitz, and, you know, Garrett Cox has got him blocked, but he doesn't do a very good job of staying that block. He gets pushed right back into Jackson, where Oso's able to put a hand on his back and drag him down. He's got to do a better job blocking it.
So second down now, 17 for the Bulldog offense. And Pettit's back to pass again, looking, throwing. It's incomplete through the hands of his intended receiver, Cox. Would have been for essentially a yard on the play, but again, third down and long for the Bulldog offense.
Yeah, not a lot going right now. Is again, you know, they're just, that time they just bring three guys. They got their down lineman. Everybody else goes back in coverage, and not a Bulldog really open. If Jackson tries to squeeze it into Cox here, about 5 yards down the field.
Third and long, Pettit back. Now he's going to take off and try and get as much as he can. He's going to be dragged down from behind back to the original line of scrimmage, about 40-yard line. But that's three more plays, another Bulldog punt coming up. As the special teams that take to the field, Will Hurst in this time to do the punting duties for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, just a lack of execution right now for that Bulldog offense, Chris.
Caster, who's already piled up. Yeah, he's got to be close to over 200 yards already. This time the punt comes down and it is going to take a Bulldog bounce down to the 20 and inside. So an excellent punt for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. Mount Spokane will take over inside the 20 at the 19, leaving this one 21 to nothing.
Yeah, Chris, you know, that Catholic kid already here early in the first half, and he's well over 200 yards. And, you know, again, the Bulldogs, this is no secret. The Bulldogs knew coming in tonight that that's the guy to stop. And
mission not accomplished.
Yeah, unfortunately, they have been unable to contain him as he rips off two big, long touchdown runs, Chris. 97 and 5. That's those are big deals right there.
And the only thing to stop those runs was the length of the field, because he would have kept running as long as the field would have been there. So this time they're going to run Wildcat and just snap it straight to Capser. Eliminate the whole quarterback exchange baloney. And run off the right side, good for 7. It'll be second down and 3 for Mount Spokane. As Capser is, he's doing his best. Emmett Smith in Oklahoma State imitation so far.
Yeah, you know, he comes in at 185 pounds, but, Chris, you know, you can see the powers in his legs right there. He's got some speed. He runs hard, and tough for one Bulldog to bring him down.
This time he slid out into the slot. Showman is out of the shotgun. He just takes it all by himself, and he trips over the back of his offensive lineman. And it's going to be a loss on the play and a third down and about 3 coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of surprising, Chris. You know, again, the Wildcats, you know, obviously, you know, they don't want to wear out their running
sure.
But, you know, at this point, I'd be giving the ball every time every play as the Bulldogs have been unable to really contain him at all.
Well, it's been, you know, anytime he doesn't handle the ball, that's a good thing for the Bulldogs, because he's proven that he is not only strong and powerful, but he's a game breaker as well. Fake handoff. Now the pass is thrown incomplete, trying to set up a screen play to the wide receiver on the near side, Tommy Medill. It's incomplete, and it's going to be a fourth down. And the Bulldog defense, you know, they've given up 21 points, two long runs, but much of the reason this game is already 21 to nothing is because so far the offense has done, you know,
yeah, nothing. Other than the one big play, the Nemo 47 yards, the offense really struggling to figure out what the Wildcats are doing on defense, Chris.
Cox standing at the 45-yard line, awaiting the punt coming from Mount Spokane. High, wobbly snap. High, wobbly kick. but a good one that's going to bounce at the 45, and that's where the Bulldogs offense will take over. First and 10, right about the 45. 21-0 in favor of Mount Spokane. This scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun, Sun Rental.
Yeah, you know, the Bulldogs chess game right now, and that chess game is being won by Caster. And, you know, it's, again, with the Bulldogs here, you know, the coaching here needs to step up and try to find that weakness in this defense and allow the Bulldogs to get some positive here late in the second quarter.
Well, right now, the Bulldogs' offense has consisted of hand up the middle, screen pass, or deep ball. There hasn't been much in between those three options so far. And Mount Spokane has pretty much been up to the task. Fake handoff to Benefield. Headed, throwing across the middle. It's incomplete. Larson was open, but the pass was a little bit behind him, and it allowed the defender to cut in front of Elijah and hit that ball up in the air and away.
Yeah, the ball needs to be thrown out a little bit further out in front of Elijah. He was breaking away from his from his coverage, Chris, but the ball thrown. You know, a little bit where Elijah had to slow down just a tad bit. A tough throw. Ball was right there, but ball's incomplete. Opportunity was there.
Second down, back to pass Pettit. Looking. He's rolling out. He's going to run. He's got a little bit of room, and he's going to be knocked down and pounded back after a gain of about two. A play looked like it should go for seven or eight, but, boy, Mount Spokane closed that gap in a hurry, and it's going to be third down and seven.
Yeah, again, nothing happened. It's a Wildcats just allowing their defensive line to three-person rush. That line's going, dropped everybody else in coverage, and nothing for Jackson to see downfield. And that's a smart thing to pick up 3 yards.
Mount Spokane faking the blitz. On the far side, back to pass Pettit. Pettit throws it out to Larson. Larson looking for a block, hits one, has got near first down yardage. In fact, Elijah fights for the first down. And the gain inside the 45 to the 44. Gain of 8 on 3rd and 7. Bulldogs, nice individual effort there by Elijah Larson.
Yeah, and he got a great block by Phil Peterson out there. He was able to stick with his guy and allow Elijah Larson to make the first guy miss. And then lowers his shoulder pads and is able to pick up a nice 7, 8 yards on that reception.
So Bulldogs with just their second first down of this first half. 5:30 remaining in the first half. Benefield next to Pettit. Take the handoff, throw it out to Niemelo. That cuts inside. Christian Niemelo to the 20. He's to the 10. He's going to be knocked out of bounds inside the 10 at the 6-yard line. And a nice move by Christian Niemelo to cut inside his defender and get a lot of extra yards.
Yeah, just a quick little play action fake to Benefield. And then he just. Pettit able just to snatch it out and just make a nice quick throw out to Niemelo. And he's one on one out there. And that corner misses, and he picks up a big play. Another one for the Bulldogs here. Great opportunity.
So Bulldogs with the 40-yard gain. Back to pass Pettit. Pettit looking, throwing into the end zone. It is incomplete. Christian Niemelo juggling and hand-fighting with the defender, Connor Morrill. And it's going to be second down and goal from the 7.
Yeah, again, the ball pretty well thrown, Chris, and you know, the defensive back makes a good play on it and able to just can knock it away from the intended receiver, Niemelo.
Trips far side, Christian near side. There's another snap that's high and wide, and Jackson Pettit just has to eat it. Boy, they've had some real trouble with the shotgun snap so far in this first half, especially when they've gotten down towards the goal line. Of course, when you're the center and you're looking at guys who are around 300 facing you, that might have something to do with, you know, you might have other things on your mind other than hiking it back to the quarterback at that juncture. So third and goal for the Bulldogs. Pettit looks, throws, trying to get it into the corner of the end zone. It's incomplete out of the back of the end zone. Fourth down for the Bulldogs, and you're down 21-0. You got to go for this, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, Chris. They might take a timeout here and just kind of talk it over and dial up their best, 9-yard play here to put some points on the board. Take a little time here.
They will call timeout. 4:43 left. Bulldogs with a critical fourth down play forthcoming. We'll get it after this on KSPT in Rock 103.
Hey there, it's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
Okay, Bulldogs, after the timeout, decide to go for the field goal, but the kick will not happen, as it is going to be hiked right over the holder's head, and it has to be run down by Peterson, who then shot puts it harmlessly to the ground, and Mount Spokane will take over. So offensively, things are not clicking for the Bulldogs tonight.
You know, Chris, this brings to my attention that, Lehman, you know, we're missing Lehman. He is our long snapper. And this is something that was discussed yesterday with Coach Benefield. And, you know, it's a big deal when, Lehman's out and he's a big part of this team and he's our long snapper. And that one there, you can tell, again, a new guy trying to get it done. And he misses his mark
significantly.
Significantly, yes.
So instead of the missed field goal, the break for the Bulldogs, I guess, is that it turns into an incomplete pass. So Mount Spokane has to take it from about the 8-yard line instead of getting it up at the 20. They hand it off on the sweep to the far side to Medill. Medill is up the middle. Medill's got a first down, and he's got more than a flag is going to fly at the end. We're going to have a face mask on one of the Bulldogs to tack on extra yardage on what turned out to be about a
15 yards?
Yeah, they're well from the 8 out to the 25, about a 17-yard run. And looks like they're going to get at least some more. Personal foul, face mask, yes, against the Bulldogs. So that'll take it out to the 40. So one play later, Mount Spokane's all the way out to the 40-yard line. 4:29 left in this first half. And the Bulldogs searching for answers right now against a admittedly very, very tough and well-coached Mount Spokane squad.
Yeah, just execution, Chris. And again, showing some speed there. Number two, he's a pretty shifty guy, too. I was able to get to the edge and turn it up and pick up that big gain. And Bulldogs just kind of on their heels right now.
First and 10 for Mount Spokane. Man in motion, and the quarterback is the Wildcat, and it's going to be Katzer who just keeps it, and he's going to be chased down from behind. And a tackle made at the Bulldog 45-yard line. Then we have a little extra talking going on downfield.
You know, I noticed the Wildcats are pretty chippy. They're doing a lot of talking out there, Chris. Pretty demonstrative motions, calling everything out. And the Bulldogs being on their heels, they're not taking it. And that time, Cox does a great job of trying to get off his block and puts a guy on his butt. And then another one comes in there a little late to stick up for his teammate. But no flag on the play, and another big play by the Cats.
Yeah, Alec Christofferson in there with the tackle on that gain. As once again, Sherman back to pass. He throws it deep down the middle. He's got a man, but great coverage by Jake Ryan, who knocked it away at the end. And Ryan was talking with Coach Knowles after our interview, and he said that the coaches thought that Jake Ryan had a great game last week.
Yeah, I've seen that he was one of the players of the week, Chris, in last week's game. And, he's a savvy senior. He's always been a tough kid. He's played a lot of different spots, and he was a running back in his younger days. He's a little linebacker. Now he's out at the corner slot, maybe a strong safety position. And that time comes up with a great play. He's able to recognize when the receiver's going to catch the ball, and he puts his hands in between it, able to break it up. Good play by Jake Ryan.
So, second second down and 10, ball at the Bulldogs 44-yard line for Jeter Showerman and Mount Spokane. The Wildcats already up 21-0. They hand it to Katzer. Katzer breaks it against the grain. He's got a gain down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. It's going to be third down and 3 for Mount Spokane there. This time, Mount Spokane quickly up to the line of scrimmage, putting a little hurry-up action on. They send Medill in motion. Charmin. Medill back the other way. Handed up the middle. Katzer. Katzer is going to get enough.
No, he's short.
No, he is going to be short. He's going to come up, and a nice job. Somebody grabbed him from behind and brought him down. I believe that the guy wrapping him up there for the Bulldogs was Jake Schur.
Yeah, Jake Schur at that defensive tackle on the right side is able to get him behind, and you know, Benefield's able to close in and make him take a step to the side. But Jake Schur, great job of holding on to the Katzer and dropping just short of the game, short of the first round.
So fourth and one here for Mount Spokane at the Bulldogs 35-yard line, and we've got a timeout. Bulldogs call it with 2:37 left here in the first half. We'll take time out as well, and we'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online. For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Yeah. We're back on KSBT and Rock 103. Fourth and one coming for Mount Spokane. See if the Bulldog defense can rise up once again. Katzer, who apparently isn't doing enough with his over 250 yards of rushing already, trying to get the Mount Spokane fan base on the far side fired up for this fourth and short. Charmin, tight formation, just one receiver. Man in motion to the far side. Hand off to Katzer. He breaks the tackle. He's on his feet. He's now through the secondary. He's going to be knocked down, but not until he gets inside the 20. Stepped away from a guy in the backfield, Jay, and then it was off to the races.
Yeah, absolutely. The Bulldog Keith Jensen gets back in there, but you know, just a little looseness by Katzer, and he's able to pick and find his way for a nice gain, and the Wildcats will put some points late here in the second and first quarter.
Inside the Bulldogs 15-yard line, have to Katzer again. He just plows straight up the gut, gets down to about the 11. Gain of 4. It's going to be second down and 6 for Mount Spokane. And this is, you know, they've ripped off two long ones. Their other drive for a touchdown was not a necessarily long drive, but this one, this is a an old-fashioned grinded out all the way down the field drive that Mount Spokane is in the midst of. Take hand off the Katzer. Quarterback keeper on the far side. He throws it into the end zone. It's knocked away by Elijah Larson, trying to find Kanoia Figueroa in the corner. Third and 7 coming up now for Mount Spokane.
Boy, great job right there. You know, Elijah was beat early. It's, he got caught looking in the backfield. And again, a lot of motion in that in that motion area, and a fake handoff to Katzer, and then the quarterback rolls out to the right side, and Elijah comes in there late, able to knock the ball away.
So third down now, Bulldogs trying to employ their bend but not break strategy that they've used so effectively so far this year. Charmin, man in motion, pitch to Katzer on the far side. He's going to be chased down from behind, but he runs over and through three Bulldogs, and is going to be very close to a first down. Garrett Cox nearly had him in the backfield, but once he got away from that, he leveled some punishment on a couple other Bulldog defenders.
Well, at that time, just just hard run and looked like it was open pretty early there. He had a nice little edge to that right side. But Cox, I thought he had it there in the backfield, but he's able to slip out of the arm tackle and pick up a huge first down. So first and goal now. Charman walks over to the sideline to get this play. They've got a pretty big lineman up there. Jamin Funk, 5'8", 250 is your lead fullback. Thank you very much for that. And there's a fake handoff, another rollout. They throw it across the middle, and it's caught for a touchdown. Charman gets a touchdown pass right across the middle of the field off the play-action boot. And just like that, 27-0 in favor of Mount Spokane with 1:33 left in the first half. Yeah, you know, the Bulldogs have had their chances, Chris, but again, the Wildcats able to just set up that play action fake with Barry, able to run the ball, football on the ground, and allows the quarterback a little play action and release the tight end right across the middle. He's wide open as the Bulldogs look like Manifield was there a little bit late. Another touchdown.
Extra point is up, and it is good. 1:33 left. We'll keep it here and remind you what's coming up at halftime. It's the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show here on KSBT and Rock 103. We'll give you the jalapeno stat page, which is heavily favored towards Mount Spokane in this first half of play. We will also be bringing you our Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game from last week's victory over Connell. And, Bulldogs having a rough go of it so far here tonight, Jay, but, this is probably the best team the Bulldogs are going to see all year. These guys are a legit, team out of the GSL, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a nice article in the paper a couple days ago talking about Mount Spokane and in a way they beat a really good team from Glacier out of Kalispell and really manhandled Moses Lake last week. And then they're off to a great start tonight. And the coach staff knew, and they need to contain the Connor Katzer, and they just have been unable to do that. I think he's got 11 carries for 256 yards so far in the first half, which is huge.
Yeah. It comes to Christian Niemela at the 2. He's on his feet, and he breaks into the across the 30, out across the 35, picks his way to the 37 before he's tackled. So a nice return there for Christian. And the Bulldog offense with 1:26 left. And, if you're trying to dial up something that's going to be successful for the Bulldogs, where do you go right now if you're Jeremy Thielbar?
The running game has been non-existent so far, Chris. I think Tags carried the ball a few times and picked up about 6 yards. But, the rest has been for nothing. It looks like they got 13 yards on 12 carries, so barely getting a yard of carry here in the first half. And they've had a little bit of success in throwing the football, but really, just a couple big plays. That's about it. Everything else coming up pretty short. The quick little screen passes that really haven't done much too many yards.
So Bulldogs back out there. Garrett Cox in the backfield with Jackson Pettit. Pettit, three steps, drops, steps up, looks, fires. It's incomplete. Probably should have been intercepted by Jose Alvarez Renteria, trying to get it to Elijah Larson. And again, that pass not quite out far enough in front of Larson, and the defender able to step in front.
Yeah, he got the free safety beat, too. So, Chris is really not a – it's a really tight window for him to throw the football into. And that time, 15 there for the Cats. Renteria, he almost makes a big play and steps right in front of that route.
And off the Cox up the middle. He's got a big hole. He's got a first down. He's out to the 49-yard line. The best Bulldog run of the night at 14 yards. Standpoint with 1:16 left here in this first half. If you missed it earlier, two really big plays, and then the Bulldogs getting stopped inside the 10 twice are the, why the game sits at 28-0 with a minute left here in this first half. Pettit, back, flags fly. Bulldogs going to be flagged for illegal motion. That's going to make it first and 15.
Well, I look like they're going to call number 7. He's right in front of that judge. And Chris Niemela, it looked like that snap. That's a pretty tough call there. As so far the Bulldogs being flagged twice, right? And
yep.
And Mount Spokane only once. It's been pretty cleanly played game. But that 5 yards is doing Bulldogs any favor here.
Now first and 15. Back to pass Pettit. Big rush that we run. And he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Gain of 5. It'll be second down and 10. Might have been a designed run because he took off running pretty quick there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, just trying to get to this situation where it's a little second and manageable there instead of that second long.
Pettit, back to pass again. Rush throws deep, looking for Larson on the far side, overshoots him. Larson had a step on his defender, Jose Alvarez Renteria, kind of trying to wheel it out there deep. And Jackson didn't have enough time, really, to let that develop before he had to let it go.
Yeah, just had to throw the ball a little bit sooner than he wanted to. And it looks like Elijah was going to get open out there, but just some pressure there by that front three. Number 61, Matt McNitt, who was able to break free and force Pettit to throw a little sooner than he wanted to.
So Bulldogs roll Pettit out this time, rolling right into trouble, but he gets the pass away. It's caught by Peterson down to the 46-yard line. 16 seconds left. It's fourth down for the Bulldogs. One would imagine they're going to go for it.
Yeah, this will be the last play of the half here. Still got one timeout left. I'm surprised they didn't maybe call it. Or...
back to pass Pettit, looking. Throwing, he's going for Niemela deep. It is tipped away on a nice play by Mount Spokane's Craig Runge. And that's a half. Bulldogs trailing 28-0 at halftime. We'll be back with your Mountain West Bank Halftime Show after this.